Brett Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. He is our man in Vegas, and guess what? He's in Vegas. Joe Formbaugh joins us now from Sin City. Joe, we know you moved from Vegas, but you go back to Vegas, and now I'm confused about Vegas. I just love saying the name Vegas.
What are you doing there, Joe?
UFC 306, gentlemen. UFC 306, huge event at the Sphere this weekend. So I'm out here covering that for the company. We've been grinding. We've been putting out a lot of content. But forget about that. It's not about me. This is about something more important, okay? We got something we got to talk about here, and I don't know if you've discussed this enough on the radio station this week. This first part you most certainly have. September 8th, 2024, the Chicago Bears, 7-point victory over the Tennessee Titans. They give up 244 yards total to Tennessee. An elite defensive effort. I want you to go back in time. September 8th, 1985, the Chicago Bears defense in week one gives up 307 yards and 28 points in a week one win over Tampa Bay. I don't know. I'm not saying this is the second coming of 1985, but gentlemen, the tea leaves are there. Okay. Oh. The tea leaves are reading it.
Wow. Joe, that's great research.
You're worse than Dustin.
You got people, they're tingling right now hearing that comparison.
Hey, look, it's two data points. Okay. So that might not be a large enough sample size for us to really have a great feel of where this is going to go. But I can tell you in 85, it didn't start as good as this. Now, offensively, they scored 38 in that game. It looked a hell of a lot better than we just saw, but that's besides the point.
First of all, I read.
Where do you go from here, Molly? Right? When I start with that, where do you even go?
You've stopped me cold. I'm going back to the idea that you're in Vegas because I read that the whole idea behind this moving this to the. What's the name of the place? The dome
Sphere.
Place? The Sphere. Excuse me. Is that Tom Brady came to town and invited Dana White to go to the Sphere to see U2. And he got there and his mind was blown by the venue. And he got on the horn and called his people and said, listen, let's schedule something for us out here. And I can't believe that you can just do that. But I guess if you run MMA, you do whatever the hell you want to do.
Well, first of all, Brady's gotten enough credit for enough things in his life. I don't know if we need to go ahead and give him credit for this as well. But yes, a lot of that story, very, very accurate. Dana was at the U2 show here and decided, let's put on an MMA event. Now, he's also making it clear this is the only time he's going to do this here. This is wildly expensive. I don't think people realize how expensive this is. They said it was going to cost about four times more than any event UFC's ever put on, and I bet it's going to be more than that. John Anik, the lead play-by-play voice for the UFC, he was on our radio show last week. We were asking him about it. Just to do a dry rehearsal in the building costs $1 million. Oh. A dry rehearsal costs $1 million. They are keeping everything under lock and key for this, by the way. Like any of the guys I'm with that have gone over to this year so far, you have to sign an NDA to get into the building that you will not film or take pictures of anything going on. They have a big show planned. They're going to be – it's Noche, which is the big celebration of Mexican fighters because it's Mexican Independence Weekend. So there's a big thing with that theme. There's going to be short movies playing up there in between fights. Each fight is going to apparently take place on, like, a different world. It's going to be wild. It's going to be really wild. So, if you have an opportunity to check it out this weekend, ESPN Plus pay-per-view, it is a massive undertaking on behalf of UFC and ESPN.
All right, Joe, let's get to week two with your 85 Bears reference. How many sacks will Denton Hampton have this week, and what else you got?
Yeah, I mean, Houston's in big problem if this current trend holds, so we should keep in mind. We'll start with Chicago. I would say this. If you want to bet the Bears this weekend, just wait. Wait. The 7 is likely coming, okay? The look ahead here was Houston -3.5. Texans look very good in week one. Bears get the win, but the offense struggles a little bit. Number gets bet up to 6.5. The pros that are going to get involved with Chicago, they're just going to wait. Public money is going to probably come in on Houston. The bookmakers will likely take this to a touchdown just to see if anyone nibbles on it. And I think that's where you get some pro money. So if you're looking at the Bears, 7 would be the number. You don't need to rush. I would say this, and this is going to apply to the whole weekend for anyone rushing into Houston. Be careful. based on what you saw in week one, okay? Week two is one of the best weeks for sports betting because of the overreactions that take place in week one. We spend all summer waiting for these games, and then we get this one data point, and then we all overreact, hence me talking about 1985 to open this interview, right? So I would say you want to start thinking zig versus zag in some of these spots. I think the Bears could be a decent play at 7. Other ones I'm looking at, be very careful playing the Colts against the Packers. Mm. All right, Malik Willis is going to be playing for Green Bay. Everyone's checking out on Green Bay because of the Jordan Love injury. Look, Malik Willis didn't look good in Tennessee under a coaching staff that got fired. What happens if Matt LaFleur gets more out of him, right? Just ask yourself, what happens if he gets more out of him? Anthony Richardson had some great plays. He had some miserable plays. This was Green Bay plus 3.5. It moved through the key number to 2.5. Be very careful with that game, okay? Very careful if you like the Colts. I like the Giants this week. I know, puke, disgusting, but you're catching 1.5. I'd play them on the money line. You're going on the road to play a Washington team, but the defense just got torched by Tampa Bay, and Jaden Daniels is a rookie quarterback. He had some nice plays, but not great plays. As bad as New York looked, I think they're undervalued. I play them. I really like Seattle. We talked about it last week. I know they pushed on the number because of the backdoor touchdown. I'd lay the 3 in New England. I think the Seattle defense is very good, and I don't think they're appreciated for what they did last week. They were far better than the final score indicates. They took the two safeties, which were completely boneheaded plays. I don't know how you give up two safeties in one quarter, but you know what? When you gamble long enough, you see stuff like that on a regular basis. Dallas minus 6, I would lay that. Really like New Orleans last week in the survivor pick, but I think they're going to be a little bit overvalued based on that performance. Offensive line traveling on the road, probably going to struggle a little bit. Your teaser of the week is going to be Detroit and Baltimore. Take Detroit down to 1.5, tease it with Baltimore at 2.5. So we like the Giants this week. We like Seattle. We like Dallas. We like the Detroit-Baltimore teaser. I got involved at Green Bay at 3, but I can't tell you to do it at 2.5. So I would tell you there, just be careful if you're going to play Indianapolis. That game smells like a rat trap.
Anything in college, Joe? Because there's a Apple Cup.
Way to sell that one, Molly. I mean, you really, really got people fired up. Great state of Washington. I hope they're not listening right now.
How about Bama, Wisconsin? Anything on Bama, Wisconsin? That's a marquee matchup that doesn't happen
every day. It's like, hey, Joe, anything in, I don't know, who cares, right? Like, just a he's still floored from the 85 comment. He's really starting to think it through here. That could be true. All right, so we'll go chronologically. Tonight we'll give you a little action, not a big bet. Arizona, Kansas State, total 60. I'd play the over. Kansas State wants to run. Arizona can't defend the run. Arizona wants to pass. Kansas State can't defend the pass. You see where I'm going here. We should get some scoring. We'll go over 40. For the weekend, Utah State will go under 43.5. Cam Rising's dinged up. Based on the point spread move, it doesn't look like he's going to play. Utah State scored 0 points at USC last week. Utah's got a very good defense, and they've got Oklahoma State on deck. So I don't think they're going to want to show a whole lot of razzle-dazzle here. Get in, survive the game, get out. Wouldn't be surprised if Utah State covers. We'll go under 43.5. Speaking of that huge matchup with Oklahoma State and Utah next week, Okie State plays Tulsa. Take the 19 with Tulsa. They're at home. Okie State, this is like a classic Gundy flat spot here. They got very lucky in their win over Arkansas last week. They were outgained by 250 yards. They win in overtime. They get very lucky. And now next week they're hosting Utah in what could be their biggest game of the year. This game is wedged in between. It's a little sandwich spot. Not a good spot for Okie State. We'll take the 19 with Tulsa. I'll take the 3 with Florida over A&M. Mm. Florida's going to show us more DJ Lagway at quarterback. Dual threat, which is huge because a guy that can move, use his legs, can offset some of those issues with the Florida offensive line. This is A&M's first road game. They're heading out. The heat, the humidity, the offense hasn't looked very good. Give me Florida plus the 3. I'll take Pitt plus 1 in the backyard brawl against West Virginia. Pitt's got a new offense this year. They're going up-tempo. They're throwing the ball all over the place. They play fast. And West Virginia's secondary has looked terrible 2 weeks in a row. Their offensive line is a step down from last year. Quarterback plays questionable. Money's been coming in on Pitt. I'll play them. If you can get the plus 7 with South Carolina against LSU, I'd play that as well. South Carolina at home. It looks like there's going to be some bad weather for this game. LSU can't get the ground game going. The offensive line doesn't look as good as it was supposed to be. Nussmeier's been good, but the efficiency of LSU's offense has dropped off. And if South Carolina can just pin its ears back and rush, in the rain, they should be able to limit this game. LSU's defense has been better this year than last year. So we'll look to South Carolina plus the 7. You could sprinkle a little on the under. So to recap, Pitt plus 1, Florida plus 3, Tulsa plus 19, South Carolina plus 7, Arizona and Kansas State going over 60 tonight. Utah State going under 43.5. In the UFC main event, I play Mehran Dawalishvili. I know everyone's going to be playing Sean O'Malley. Yeah. Everyone out here loves Sean O'Malley. I'm going the other way. The price has swung 55 cents. Everyone's betting O'Malley. I'm going to play Mehran. I think this fight is priced to go deep, over under 4.5 rounds. The deeper it goes, the more it favors Mehran. So I'm going to play Mehran. Co-main, I'll probably have a little bit on Shevchenko. The age isn't necessarily worrying me here. I think the pricing's good on that. And then I'm looking at T-City, Brian Ortega over Diego Lopez. So three dogs to end the card there. It's going to be three dogs in a row. Ortega, Shevchenko, Dawalishvili.
This segment with Joe Fartball was brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Joe, you're the best, buddy. Enjoy the fights. And I'm pleased to see that you're going to be I've just scratched off the possibility of holding my my wake in that whatever they're calling it, the dome thing.
Fair.
I like to call it the dome. It's just too much money. It's too much for me to expect.
Too much to hold the wake there.
Great stuff, though, Joe.
I'll find somewhere bigger.
Great stuff this week.
Yeah. Well, you got to go Soldier Field. Bring them all back. Everyone from the 85, bring them all back. We'll celebrate the way right way.
Take care.
You're the best, buddy. See ya.
See ya, boys.